Ooh. I know. I wanted to be a puppy still. Oh, God. How do I be a puppy again? Just want to be a puppy. Oh, there we go. Now I have spider eyes. There we go. I'm going to try to be a puppy today. Okay. What's going on? This is the midnight Ramblay. There we go. It's the midnight Ramblay. Hello. I'm waving at everybody. Two people. Wait, why am I not a dog? I should be a dog. Oh, God. I want to know what X-Men I am. Let's see. Somebody there? I hear somebody knocking. Oh, what happened?
Is it working?
It says connecting, but I don't see anything.
I see my face. That's about it.
I don't see your face.
Son of a bitch.
Don't swear on my live streams. What are you doing? You just got here.
Oh, I can't say son.
You said bitch. Don't say
bitch. Now you said it.
I can say it. It's my live stream. The guest can't say bitch. Wait, why aren't you coming up? What kind of connection are you on? Where are you?
My house place? I don't know.
It says connecting still. This is terrible. I'm trying to bring you onto my show, and he's swearing, and he's swearing, and let's try that again. Or did you request to come on the show? Okay, we'll do that.
No.
Can you see me though?
Oh yeah.
Maybe it's my connection. Maybe it's Instagram. Maybe Instagram just sucks. Let's see.
It's not great.
Is this show called Midnight Cup of Joe? It can be. I have a lot of shows. Wait, what the hell? It says waiting for what's and.
I'm right
what's,
here.
It says waiting for what's and.
I am.
It says waiting for Wetzel's Pretzels. You're here. Do you see me?
Yeah.
I can't see you. I don't know what that's about. That's bizarre. Are you making obscene gestures at the camera or something? I can't. It doesn't want me to see you.
No. That's weird.
I always make fun of other people that can't get this figured out, but I think this is just broken. Yeah, it still says wait. Hold on. I'm trying to get guests on so we can have a real show. Let's see. Da, 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 da. Oh boy. Oh boy. What is this? Why can't I get people on the show? It still says waiting. This is riveting. Anyway, hopefully everybody's doing okay. I'm going to try to make myself a dog again. While we're waiting for wet sand to come back. There we go. I'm a dog. Alright. One more time. We'll try this one more time. We'll try this one more time. No? I don't think it's going to go. Oh, God. God darn it, Instagram. This is Wetsand is unable to join. Oh, that's terrible. This was going to be really, it was going to be something. Too bad we can't have something going on. Anybody that wants to join, can I post pictures in this? Oh yeah, look, see, there's the empanadas I made. You guys could look through all my pictures. See, there's some empanadas. I didn't know that you could do this. There's a Venonat that I caught the other day in Pokemon Go. Let's see what other pictures I. You guys can't see any of these pictures. These are all for me. These are all for me. Let's see. All right. Let's try to get what's sand back. Add. Let's see. Maybe he'll take over Venonat. God. Oh wow! Finally. Can you hear me? Where are you? What desert prison are you living in right now? Oh my god. This is...
Wow.
That was like 5 seconds delayed on my end. I don't know. What desert mountain bunker are you living in right now? Oh, right. You have like a... You're doing this off your BlackBerry, right?
Huh?
This is your BlackBerry? Yes. Oh. That's right. Oh my god. This...
Yeah, my BlackBerry too.
This is... Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is bad.
It's 1998 again. This is what it must have felt like back then. Yeah, this is must have been what it felt like in 1998 when people had to wait for stuff. That was terrible. Remember when people had to wait for stuff?
Like, murdered.
Remember waiting?
God, I hate waiting.
Actually, no, we all know what waiting feels like now. We've been reminded what waiting feels like. You remember waiting the movie?
Yeah, remember Still Waiting, the movie?
Still Waiting. A lot of waiting. Because they waited on tables, right? That was why they called it that movie. They called it Waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
How much do you... What job do you think that person had that named the movie? What do you think he did for a living? Or that
named the movie?
They probably... No, that named the movie.
They probably wrote the movie?
It's probably called like Waiting on Tables or Not Denny's or something like that, or whatever it was.
Why would you call the movie Not Denny's?
I don't know. I think that's a better title than Waiting. I think the pun is it's a little heavy-handed.
That's not a pun. Not Denny's? That's just copyright of Voyage.
No, Waiting.
Oh, maybe.
Not Denny's is pretty accurate. Because it was like a TGI Fridays, right?
Yeah. I don't even think it was a TGI Fridays.
It was a Hula Hands or whatever.
It was probably a Hula Hands, yeah.
So, can you give us a quick review of Still Waiting?
Not as good as Waiting. I don't even know that I saw it.
You didn't see Still Waiting?
Was he even in it?
Why did I invite you on the show? You came on to review Still Waiting, and waiting for your review.
No one told me.
You didn't get the writer for today's show?
No. There's no crane.
Are you sure?
Am I? I'll check the mailbox, but.
Yeah, I put it through the postal service. The USPS, I put it in the mail.
It probably ate it.
Somebody eats mail? Who eats your mail?
Yes, now probably, yeah.
They just eat the mail? Is that why the United States Postal Service is losing money? They're just eating the mail? They're like,
I mean, like half of it at least, sure.
They eat half the mail.
Yeah.
That's where all my royalty checks for Joker went, I guess. Somebody ate them. you know, I filmed for a day, and that's the things I get.
Yeah, that's what you get. Eating paper.
I had no lines, but, you know, I was there.
Yeah, I mean,
my presence was a present. That's how that saying goes, right?
Yeah, your presence was a present.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but, you know, USPS is eating my royalty checks.
I mean, what else are they going to do? There's probably protein in the glue.
Yeah, it's Warner Brothers. They probably have good checks, right? They probably have high quality checks.
A healthy watermark.
They have those really protein packed royalty checks that they send out.
Yeah, vitamin B.
That's why Daniel Radcliffe looks like that.
He looks like shit.
Maybe he's pre-protein. Maybe he's old protein.
Old protein?
I'm new protein.
Not new protein?
No, I'm new protein. He's old protein.
You're like...
It's a changing of the guard, you see.
Changing of the gardens?
Changing of the guard. You know how, like, when in the British castles, they have those guys that wear the red, and then they switch. Switch places at a certain time, and then you can't like hug them or anything, and they're really, you don't know if they're sad about it or happy about it.
It's fine.
But yeah, that kind of thing. Vegas. That's where that saying comes from. Huh?
What?
Oh, is that him?
Maybe.
Is that him? No, back there. Is that him?
That's him.
How's he recovering? How's he recovering? I know he had some heart issues.
It's slow going. He just came back.
Oh, he just came. Oh, that's right. Yeah, that a couple weeks ago. I heard. That's I think a long I saw trip. He was on the news.
Mm, no mask. Really risking it.
Oh, that's. Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Are we talking to any?
There's some people that are coming in and out. I think the whole changing of the guard bit really sent them away. I think they knew what they were in for, and they're not.
Well, I don't know. If they don't know by now.
Oh, I don't think Instagram knows by now. They think this is a high class. High concept, clever comedy network thing. This is like a centralized place for comedy.
Really?
Yeah. Obviously mistaken, but yeah, this is centralized comedy. You should give me a channel.
They clicked the wrong channel.
Yeah. This is not the other one. This is centralized comedy.
So it's in the middle.
Huh?
It's in the middle.
Yeah, we like to we're not so left leaning as Comedy Central. We're a little bit centralized.
Not good.
This is centralized comedy. We like comedy from both sides.
Oh my god, it's never ending.
are you saying hi in the chat that you're in?
Yeah, I know that person.
Oh, who's so- that?
Tumblr.
Oh, hello. This is we're doing a show. You have any requests for movie reviews for Anthony? Anthony's doing movie reviews right now. Any movie?
Any movie?
any movie? You just put a movie in the comment section and he'll review it.
What is the system?
That's our midnight programming on centralized comedy.
What is centralized? The
huh?
What? Five stars?
This is your segment. There you go. You have review Spice World.
Spice World, great. Fake bus, good music.
Yeah.
4 stars.
Wow, 4 stars. Great bus, good music.
Fake bus.
Oh, fake bus. Wow.
That was some clever cinematographies.
Really? Who was the cinematographer on that?
I don't know.
You're supposed to be my expert correspondent, and you don't know who the cinematographer of Spice World is?
Shall we find out?
Ellie, find out. That sounds fake.
It does sound fake.
This is why people are leaving.
Yeah, I mean, I would.
Wow.
I mean,
I hired you to review movies, and you're going to leave?
Where's my money?
It's in the mail.
Oh, all right. I see.
Yeah. It's in the mail. It may or may not make it there, but it's in the mail. I assure you.
That sounds fake.
Wow. Here we go. Here we go. This is why I can't get centralized comedy off the ground. I can't get it past Instagram Live.
We've got very few things off the ground.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
Derailed at every turn. Derailed.
That's the thing.
And instead of going with the bit about the changing of the guards, you shook your head and just let it fall flat.
No, it changed. There was a game? There was a Spice World game.
Oh, now he's doing research.
I'm doing research.
Great. After we're supposed to do on-the-spot reviews, who's the cinematographer of Spice World, please? Oh, geez.
Seriously?
They don't have a cinematographer? You have the whole World Wide Web at your disposal. It was Victoria Beckham, wasn't it? Then she was the one.
Yeah, she just did the whole thing.
She scouted all the locations.
Clive Tickner.
What is Clive doing these days?
He might be dead.
Now we're here. We're on this track. Let's see what Clive Tickner is up to.
All right. Let's see. Ooh, 1943 he was born.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty good.
Camera spice. Camera spice. Yeah.
He looks like a camera spice.
What is Clive Tickner doing? What was his last project?
Edmund the Magnificent.
No, I don't know that.
Yeah.
Review that one.
I mean, Edmund was pretty magnificent.
Okay.
There we go.
So it's kind of like you get what you pay for.
Pretty much.
Anything stand out to you?
I've heard of The Borrowers.
Oh, yeah, The Borrowers. That's like with the really like little miniature people, right?
Yeah, and they borrow stuff.
Yeah, they steal stuff.
Mm.
But then they're like, yeah, I've seen that movie. That's it?
I mean,
80 years on this earth, and he's only done Spice World and The Borrowers and that one other thing?
Selling Hitler?
Oh, Christ.
Not quite.
I mean, it's okay. We're centralized comedy. We're not that other one.
Robin Hood cinema commercial? That sounds real specific.
Oh, so he did like one of those like, get your popcorn, but it's like Robin Hood's there.
Yeah. Traffic? That's a thing I've heard of.
Oh, yeah, Traffic. That's a movie.
No, it was a miniseries?
Oh, I don't know the miniseries. I know the movie.
It's all elsewhere. It's like British or something, so...
It's like that British makes... or something.
Yeah, because, you know...
Wow.
They have television.
Yeah, they do, I guess.
Telly.
What's a good British telly movie or TV show you've seen?
The Prisoner was pretty good.
That's British?
The original? Yeah, I think so.
Oh, the original. Yeah, I guess so.
It's all right.
What do you mean it's all right?
I mean...
That's not a good review. You have to review it properly.
It comes to nonsense. I can't...
Oh, God.
Right?
You have to be objective. You can't just...
Then what's the point of a review? Oh, this looks nice.
Yeah, this is... I wanted objective reviews. We're going to need a changing of the guard. This is good. I need to hire somebody else. Who wants to be my new movie review correspondent? I'm putting out applications.
You're putting an application?
Centralizedcomedy.net.
So you're applying for what?
I'm putting out applications.
Wouldn't you be putting out like a notice of
No, vacant? I'm gonna go to the post office where they eat all the goddamn mail and I'm gonna put up an application.
How about
on the stapling board, the bulletin board.
Don't you mean a note? Like that's I don't think that's called an application.
I'm gonna put up an application. I'm gonna print out an application. I'm gonna put it up. They're gonna have to sign it and return it via the mail. Hopefully it doesn't get eaten, and then maybe I'll hire them.
What if they just leave it there and you go back and see if anybody signed it? You could just it'll be a nice little walk to the post.
No, office. I'm gonna put a post-it note that says please mail this.
A post-it note? Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's bad.
Well, it's not gonna be your problem anymore. You're gonna be fired. You're gonna not have a job anymore.
I'm just telling you your plan is bad.
That's not nice to say.
You're firing me, why would I care?
You should care. This is why we're in the mess in the first place.
Oh, you're fired. Yeah, good looks. Take care.
I mean, right. You wouldn't be fired if you did your job appropriately. You did the research before you got to the show.
I did.
You were looking up John Tickick or whatever the hell his name is.
Remember. That's not even close.
What was it?
Clive Tickner.
Clive Tickner. And he also did The Borrowers.
That was a TV show too, apparently.
And he did The Prisoners too, right?
No. That's just one I recommended.
Oh, so they're not related.
No, I don't think so. I mean, other than being British.
Other than being British.
I think that's what
he is. Is Jonathan Tickler a British guy?
Oh my god, it's not even close. Yeah, I think so.
You sure?
In prison.
John Tickler's in prison?
Probably.
For what?
You don't get a name like Tickler without doing something.
But what is he in prison for?
Larceny.
John Tickler's in prison. John Tickler's in a British prison for larceny.
Yes.
Does he have a wife? Does he have a family? What are the other Ticklers doing?
He has one son.
What's... His one son, there's a lone tickler out there, all That's by his lonesome? Lonesome Tickler?
Mm-hmm.
there's a lonesome tickler out there.
And he's even worse.
What's he up to? Is he a baby, or is he like a grown tickler?
He's like 7.
Oh, a 7-year-old tickler. That's a ripe old age.
Of 7?
Yeah, in the Tickler family.
Sure, why not?
Quentin Tickler. He's going to grow up to be just like his father. An arsonist.
A larcenist. Spice World 2.
The Tickler. Spice World 2, yeah. Yeah, Quentin Tickler is going to go film Spice World 2. I think they have plans for Spice World 2.
Aren't they all dead?
No, they went on tour like a couple years ago.
That's fine. I think
they replaced one of them. Tickler was, get out of here. That's what he said. Tickler was like, I don't want you in my movie.
Yeah, so it's his movie? He's just taking pictures.
Yeah, Quentin Tickler.
Oh, the 7.
He's just taking pictures. Is that what you think they all do? Yeah, good thing I fired you. This is ridiculous. Cinematographer just takes pictures.
It's not his movie.
Unqualified. This is a mistake I won't make twice. Wait, they didn't replace Victoria. It is just the four of them, see?
Why did she leave?
Because she doesn't need spice money.
Oh, because she bent it?
Yeah, she bent it. Like, maybe he bent.
Oh, boy.
I blame Tickler for all this.
I don't know why you wouldn't just play into that. Like, just go on tour for, like, a minute.
I mean, if I had millions and millions of pounds, right? They have pounds.
Sure, I guess.
They have millions of pounds, and her husband has millions of pounds, and they do. They get a lot of poundage when they do when they work. So, if you had a lot of poundage, would you want to go on a spice tour, directed by Quentin Tickler?
It's just more poundage.
I mean, where would you get where would you rather get your poundage? Would you get the poundage in the film by Quentin Tickler, or would you just get the poundage from the Beckham?
I don't think they're going to keep making the same movie. I don't know why she would need to wait a minute.
Is that poundage? Isn't that the correct? Isn't that what the British money, poundage?
Yeah, poundage.
It's pounds and then poundage. That's like a pile of pounds.
Right. You could be a millionaire, like in America.
Or millionaire,
have poundage.
Yeah. Drowning in poundage. That could be the sequel to the Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
Drowning in poundage.
Pounding it out.
Pounding it out. See? We could use that poundage to bail Jonathan Tickler out of jail, and he could direct the poundage for poundage.
He didn't direct the first one.
Who did?
Oh my god.
Was it a Jonathan Tickler?
No. He was the cinematographer.
Kaylin, I don't know what you're talking about. Now the crowd's getting belligerent. That's uncouth.
I don't know who you are, but that's dirty.
What's dirty?
I don't know.
The changing of the guard?
Yeah.
I know the Ticklers are like they're a corrupt Hollywood family.
So we don't care who directed this movie, right?
Who directed what? Oh my god. Who directed Spice?
Yes.
Oh, no. Yeah, okay.
We don't care.
Wait, we're talking about Still Waiting or Spice Girls?
Spice World?
Oh, Spice World. Who directed Spice World?
Robert Spears.
Is that Britney Spears' father?
No, different spelling. He's a Scottish man. He also directed Fawlty Towers, and also he's dead. So we're probably not going to get another one of those.
I mean, imagine a world where we had a Tickler Spears production.
If only we could have a Tickler Spears production.
Tickler Spears.
Yeah.
Maybe in another dimension.
Maybe it'll come out for Christmas.
Imagine the amount of poundage that would come out of a Tickler and Spears.
It's probably quite a bit of poundage.
Oh my god, so much poundage. Kaylin says she wants a drink. That's.
Can I make a suggestion?
Why are you back up? I don't want to see your nostrils. What?
I'm whispering.
The camera is right there. It's right in front of you.
Yeah, but fine. Drink water
before bed. Then you're gonna have to pee like in an hour.
So which drink will make you not pee before bed?
I don't know. Milk?
Sand. Drink sand, Caitlin.
Milk? Just really, like, maybe heavy cream? It'll take a while to get through the system.
Yeah, heavy cream is slow.
I mean, if you drink heavy cream, it has a high viscosity, and then you're, like, laying vertically, or horizontally, rather. It'll just, like, slowly creep through. Cream. Whereas water will just be like, and then you're... You're waking up at 2 a.m. with your kidneys on fire.
With a very thick pee?
No, if you drink water, you will wake up at 2 a.m. with your kidneys on fire.
You're still horizontal?
Yeah, but then you'll have to pee a lot quicker. And the water just goes through you a lot quicker, so it just holds, just hangs out there.
None of this is okay.
What are you talking about?
Don't suggest people drink heavy cream before going to bed. I don't think that's good for dreams. I don't think that's good for your health.
You'll have
good for your kidneys.
You'll have vivid dreams. And now, I mean, those all those things you mentioned are not that big a concern. What concern is probably the acid buildup that, you know, will burn your throat, esophagus. Because, you know, that goes back and forth. That acid just goes up your throat while you're horizontal.
The acid from the heavy cream?
Yeah.
I think I need to fight you.
No.
Milk is very basic.
Wow, now you're saying milk and heavy cream are basic.
I didn't say
real
yes.
Nice. Real nice. There's all those milk farmers out there working night and day, and you're just saying they're basic.
Okay. You know what? I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna look it up and we're gonna laugh a little bit.
What are you looking up?
Thumbs up.
The director still waiting?
No. Do we want to know that?
No, what are you looking up?
The acidity of heavy cream.
Yeah, please look up the acidity of heavy cream.
Oh, okay.
Kaylin says this is getting so intense. You're damn right it's getting intense.
It kind of has to.
This is insane. I don't...
This should be very easy. I don't understand why this is so hard.
Because it has a modicum of acidity, and it causes probably nightmares.
A modicum of acidity?
But you won't have to pee. You'll be waking up from the nightmares and not from the having to go pee.
Cream, why is this so hard? I'm right. That's why this is hard.
Wait, what? You couldn't find an answer?
No.
Heavycreamacidity.com.
I'm going to try that, actually. Cream
acidity. Heavy cream acidity.
Heavy cream, right.
You put it in your coffee, you put it in your cup of milk before bed. Maybe you put it in the microwave for like 30 seconds, warm it up. It'll be nice, like a nice, smooth.
I don't know what this is, but it gave me a virus.
An abort mission. Kaylin's saying this convo makes me want to get blackout drunk.
We have that effect.
It
is all the time.
This is what happens. I mean, I wanted to do a simple, very professional movie review program.
Nobody else is there.
On Centralized Comedy Network. Okay. And... it's devolved into figuring out what the acidity of heavy cream is.
No. Okay. So here, okay. I feel like this is making me stupid.
I mean,
everything I click
has to be contrarian and say, no, this is not going to be acidic. It's basic. And now look where we are.
It is basic.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I think. that's the show, everybody.
That's the show?
Huh?
That's the show.
I mean, what else is there?
There
we can't even get the answer to a simple question.
It's basic.
The acidity of heavy cream.
Specifically? No.
I mean, you didn't know anything about Spice World. You didn't know anything about Waiting or Still Waiting, which was supposed to be the show. Huh?
Justin Long is in one of them.
Yeah, I know that. And isn't you have Dane Cook?
Yeah,
and what's his face? The other guy.
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds is in that too, right? And Luis Guzman is in it. See, I'm doing your job for you. This is where this whole thing falls apart. I'm supposed to just be...
It's so long ago.
I'm supposed to be the host, and I'm not supposed to be, like, doing the job for you.
As the host? Yeah, the Waiting movie. She knows it. She didn't know what we were talking about.
Yeah, see, the Waiting movie. I don't know if you know this, but it's a pun because... Maybe Kaylin can get on here and give me a review of Still Waiting, having watched it 2 months ago. Maybe we'll get a thorough review of the Waiting franchise.
Wait, why is that starring Ryan Reynolds? Was that his joint? That was his joint? I thought that was a Justin Long joint. Oh, Anna Faris.
No, they're both in it. They're all three of them are in it.
No, but he's like top billing.
Oh no, he was like screwing with the main kid.
Right.
They're good. I was blanking out this entire oh, great. Thanks.
You were blanking out?
I thought we were doing like some good work here.
Andy Milonakis was in that?
Yeah, he was a cook.
God, that guy is 44.
Yeah, he's like, remember when he was that like an adult, but he played a kid in that show?
Oh yeah,
he was like super belligerent.
Mm-hmm. And he like harassed the delivery guy.
Yeah, remember that? Remember when MTV thought that was a show they should put on TV?
Yeah, it was like, oh look, I have like soup in my pocket.
And he would like yell like somebody's grandma about, I don't know, like black licorice or something.
Yeah, that sounds familiar and terrible. It holds up well, does it really?
I don't know.
I don't know either. We have comments.
Caitlin says, as a member of the service industry, it holds up well. Andy was a busker, actually. Was he?
No, didn't he rap in that movie?
Huh?
I think he was a rapper in that movie.
Oh, yeah, he was. He wasn't he a cook also? Or maybe a no, he wasn't a cook.
Yeah, he was like
hung out by the garbage can.
No. He was a busboy.
Oh yeah, busboy, okay. I remember that scene of them smoking by the garbage and then Ryan Reynolds goes to talk to them about something.
Yeah. And then some other guy.
Yeah. Alright. So next time maybe we could do a full comprehensive review and analysis of the Waiting cinematic universe.
Both of these?
Yeah, Waiting and Still Waiting and Are We There Yet? One through three.
I don't think... Oh god, there were three of those.
There might have been more.
Fucking nobody's in Still Waiting.
It was horrible. They thought they were black, but the rest of the movie was hilarious. Yeah, that was in a very... a very confusing time in the early 2000s where people thought that was okay.
Who is this guy? This is like fake Fred Willard.
Oh, I don't want fake. I like real Fred Willard.
Oh, God, I can't think of his name. I guess it's this, I don't know. But Still Waiting? Gonna be a John Michael Higgins? We're just making people up now.
Oh, you know who should have been in it? John Tickler.
John Tickler is dead. John Tickler's not even a person.
Oh my god, we have to keep
a small moment.
Actually, I don't think I've ever seen Still Waiting, to be honest.
No, I think I saw like I might have seen like a bit of it. But like there's no reason to.
If you were to make a third Waiting movie in the Waiting cinematic universe, who would you get to helm the waiting of stuff?
Who, to star in it?
Yeah, who's the main waiter?
Like now?
Yeah. If we were to reboot the Waiting cinematic universe now, who would be the main waiting guy?
I'm trying to think. Michael B. Jordan?
Michael B. Jordan would be the main waiter.
Actually, no.
All right. No. Bill, is this still the same? Are we in the restaurant? Are we in a Buffalo Wild Wings kind of?
Yeah, the second one was in a Hooters, so I don't know if you could do Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay, Michael B. Jordan. And who's like the love interest?
Fucking
now, is Michael B. Jordan like the Ryan Reynolds role, or is that the Justin Long role?
He's like the Justin Long, like he's not in it very much because like he's got other. He's
okay,
got
so other... Michael B. Jordan basically has to just like eat. He has to like eat ramen noodles for like half a year to slim down and for this role.
And he's on camera for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, he can't lift anything. He can't, like, his muscles have to completely retract, and he's lose all definition. Right. This will probably wreck his, like, Black Panther 2 appearance or something.
They tie him to a bed, and they force feed him apples.
Okay. Right. But, yeah, because I don't know if Michael B. Jordan would be believable as like a Justin Long type, the way he is now, like Killmonger. I can't see Killmonger as Justin Long.
I can't think of anybody like
or Creed too, right?
Yeah,
I can't see Creed two as Justin Long.
Is there anybody now? I don't know people anymore.
I mean, Justin Long is. But he's a walrus now, so I don't think he's going to be able to do it.
No.
Let's see. Why don't we get Donald Glover to be the Ryan Reynolds? Damn, no, we can't do that. No, he's busy. We'll get Leonardo DiCaprio to be the Ryan Reynolds.
What about? I'm doing research. This is very important.
Yeah,
that's no.
We'll get Harrison Ford to be the John character, and then we'll get Billy Crystal to be the Ryan Reynolds character, and Harris character.
How about Josh Hutcherson
as the Josh, Justin Long character.
Even better. Wait, I can do.
I was
this.
Just watching. No case show. All right, I think this is cool. We'll sit on this and we'll come back at you.
Haley Joel.
Huh?
Haley Joel Osment. Too old, looks young, perfect.
I like Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's good for the part. All right. So we'll come back another day with our full dream, a fantasy casting of the reboot of the Waiting cinematic universe.
Yeah, let's write that up.
Until then, this is signing off from Centralized Comedy. You know who I am. Who's that? That's Wet Sand. Sure. Matthew with the movie reviews.
Yeah.
He's probably fired, so you might not see him again.
I'll probably be back.
All right. So until next time, stay salty out there. Don't forget to change your pants.
That's such a fixture with you.
And keep it clean, James Dean. All right.
Ooh.
See you later.
Bye.